What's going on?
How are we doing? Been a week.
Yeah. So have you ever scored 51 points in a game before?
I don't believe I have.
Nice. What's good, that yeah. feeling like?
It's a good feeling. Certainly it's good. It was at the end of the fourth quarter, not the end of the second quarter. So it was a good feeling at the end of the fourth.
Julius Thomas, we talked about like 4 weeks ago about him needing to get back in rhythm and the timing. How do you feel like that's gone? And now obviously he's on an impressive touchdown.
Yeah, it's better. I just think every day, like I said, as long as he's healthy and continues to stay healthy, and then they're able to continue building that rapport with one another between he and Blake. And so they, you know, that's been obviously one of the pluses here at the late in the season of guys getting healthy and staying healthy.
A-Rob had a great route to beat two guys on the four-yard touchdown. Are you seeing defenses key move away from Julius and more on A-Rob now?
We've seen that really the last 3 weeks with A-Rob, and that was something they had a combination coverage that they had used down in the red zone. And we had assumed, based on other receivers that they had doubled, that they would probably double A-Rob in that situation. So we'd guessed correctly, and he ran a great route, was real patient with it, and Blake showed good patience as well getting to him.
What stood out about Denard's game once TJ got hurt?
I just think he looked real decisive. You know, when he took the ball in his cuts, you know, we saw him stretch the hole, put his foot in the ground, and try and hit one hole. It was a one-cut. We like him as a one-cut player. Whatever you see, be decisive. If you like what you see, put your foot in the ground and get going. And so that was encouraging. I think he runs, he's playing with some confidence right now as well, coming off the injury. We think he's 100% healthy, from where he was at. And so that was good to see as well.
I don't know how you judge this, but is Blake ahead of where you imagined he would be? And did he even thought about it that way?
You know, everyone asked me that throughout the season, and I think it's just steady improvement. And as I said earlier, and we feel as a staff and as an organization, every player progresses differently. We like where he's at right now in terms of his improvement and where his game is right now. Certainly there's room for improvement. But he's shown steady progress, and that's what we're most encouraged about. We don't think he's hit his ceiling. We think there's still plenty of growth ahead.
How has Julius been in the film room and doing the extra stuff?
I mean, great. You know, really, as a whole, as I said, or we said earlier, as a staff, we did really intelligent group overall, but also a very coachable group from position to position. And that's been real encouraging as an offensive staff. We've got a good, high-character group of players that work hard, both on the field and in the meeting rooms.
Rashad had another touchdown. What makes him effective in those close quarters?
Just really good quickness, you know, more than anything. His ability to start, stop, and he's also got excellent ball skills, so good football player. Got a good instincts.
With all the weapons you have, how hard has it been to carve out a role for Marquise?
I wouldn't say it's hard. Like I said, it's a good thing more than anything to know that you have a number of weapons, and trying to divide up touches throughout a game, is difficult to, you know, part of what we do as a coaching staff in the National Football League is you have to manage egos. And so, when you have a number of players that want the ball on a consistent basis and want to be on the field, on a consistent basis, then you have to deal with some of those issues that arise during the week. But it's a good problem to have, believe me.
Coaching egos, too.
We got to manage them all. Thanks. We try to refer to you here, Mark.
on the snap that ended up in the touchdown, what did you see on that?
Oh, it's so disappointing. Just disappointing. It's unacceptable. We addressed this morning as an offensive staff to the team that, you know, we've given up 6 touchdowns on offense, I believe, this year, and that's unacceptable. And as well as we feel like we've been able to move the football, we're not showing enough consistency, and part of that consistency is in the little details of which one of them is something as simple as a center quarterback exchange. So we've got to clean up those things before we can keep going to the next level, I guess, offensively.
Was that more on Blake or Wiz or what?
It's both of them. It's both of them, but it's unacceptable, and they both understand that. They're, very well aware of that, and to have two of those back to back on a center quarterback exchange, you just can't do that, not at this level of football, to be as successful as we want to be.
When you don't have the depth that you would like at running back, do you tweak things game plan wise?
We felt good. Like I said, it always hurts when you lose somebody. Like I said, we lost Brandon Linder for the season earlier, and we've lost some people. To lose someone like TJ Yeldon, who certainly is a very a good player in this system, and he's done very well for what we've asked him to do. As we said, he's a number one player, much like any other position. But the good thing is we feel real good about Denard and the way he went in there and ran, and the way he ran last season. We just think he's another guy that, much like the other young players that we have at every position, he's gotten a lot better from where he was a year ago. And as long as he continues to get better at that role, he's only played running back for two seasons. So we just see him getting better every day. You know, not only in practice, but you see it on the game field. I think you would look at his game last week and take back and look at some tape from a year ago, and you'd say, this guy's a lot more decisive. He's bigger. He seems to hit the hole with a little bit more speed and a little bit more power. So we're encouraged about the way he came and played last week.
Is it realistic to think that he can play 60 plays, though, for you?
It is for us. And I know if you were to ask him, I'm sure he'd say the same thing. I think he's ready for he's prepared. He's prepared, and that's another thing that some players in his role don't get enough credit for, knowing that he's a backup to T.J. Yeldon. But he was prepared. He was ready in that scenario. Certainly he doesn't feel good about the way it occurred through an injury, but he's prepared and he was ready to go.
Also, did Nick Marshall catch your eye going against your offense? Because all of a sudden he's playing a lot more.
Yeah. He catches on a scout team, and when we do one-on-one, receivers versus defensive backs. He's a guy that had kind of jumped out at us as an offensive staff. We felt just because, you know, he was someone that early on in the season, we didn't really notice as much. And then as the season kept going, he kept kind of getting a little bit better and caused a little bit of disruption at the line of scrimmage for some of our better receivers. So, that was something that we noticed as an offensive staff.
Was he good at pressing then?
Good at pressing, yeah. Good at pressing at the line of scrimmage. Physical, good with his hands. Those were the things that kind of jumped out initially for us. And he's got great feet. And again, he's similar to some of the guys we talked about. He's got great instincts as a football player. Like a Rashad. I mean, he's just got good instincts. Good football player.
Colt's got you on a delayed blitz from the safety for a sack. That's happened a couple times this year. How do you prevent that?
No. That was another thing that we talked about, as well as the center quarterback exchange. That's something that, we prepare for. And now we've got to execute when we see that coming. And that's something that to us and to Blake would say that, you know, that's, we see that all the time. You know, I've got to react and I've got to throw the ball away in that situation, or I've got to change protection if I see it coming. There's a number of things that he had available to him that he didn't do. So certainly we as a coaching staff now say we need to put him in more situations like that in practice so that he will react in the right way.
Atlanta last in sacks. Do you see them trying different things the last month or so to try?
Yeah, I think they're better. Again, we said last year they're an opportunistic defense. They got some interceptions back there in the back end that we're aware of. I think they do a good job of rushing with just four and creating pressure. That's something that I think that they do well, that we see from as far as the pass rush is concerned. They do a good job of rushing the passer with four down linemen.
2 weeks ago, we played a team and lost six in a row. It didn't turn out well. Is that a lesson for this game, playing a team lost six in a row?
Yeah, we really don't talk about that. We just kind of talk about every opponent is different, and you have to prepare for every opponent kind of the same. You try to get into a winning routine, and how you're gonna prepare for this week for a home game. A home game in December, it may change in how you prepare for a home game in September. You know, there's a little bit more awareness of taking care of your body during the week at this time of the season. So trying to get them just into understanding routine so it doesn't change, so you're not affected by a team's one loss record or where they're at in the schedule. But they're always just talking about winning routine. Let's think about how do you prepare best so that you can play your best on Sundays. And it changes from, again, week to week.
On the 80-yard touchdown pass, what stood out to you and as far as Blake's throw and how Allen?
I'd say, again, the decisiveness of Blake, really, to fit it into a tight window, and really the courage of Allen, knowing that he's probably going to take a hit to secure the football, and not only secure it, but put his foot down and get vertical right after the catch. You know, if you watch it time and time again, it looks like he's going to get blown up. I'm sure he felt, kept his eyes on the ball, but I'm sure he felt the color coming towards him, knowing that this is going to be a collision. But he didn't, you know, go into a fetal position and try to absorb the hit. He just caught it, put his foot down, and got vertical. So that was real impressive on his part.
Cool.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, yep. Thanks, Craig. Yep. See ya.